my good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. I'm going to start tonight with the Waterboys and a great version of a well-known song. Ah, the Waterboys there. That's from a great album called Room to Roam, which was probably their folkiest album. A number of years ago, Mike Scott, the main man of the Waterboys, and Steve Wickham, who's playing fiddle on there, came over to the island. Jono brought them over. It was Mike Scott's autobiography book tour. They performed, Mike did some reading from his book in the Villa Marina Arcade. Then him and Steve Wickham played some songs, and then we adjourned to a nearby bar, and I seem to remember playing music into the early hours along with Tom Callister and Paul Rogers. It was a great night, apart from one thing. Mike Scott borrowed my much-loved Loudon acoustic guitar, and when I got it back from him, the top was all scratched because he'd been using a plectrum on the soft cedar top, and I was sort of upset at the time, but, you know, it's a good story now, isn't it? Anyway, also playing on that track was Sharon Shannon, who is, of course, the great Irish melodeon player. And here's a track from her 2019 album, Sacred Earth, where she embraced many world music influences and collaborators. It's produced by Justin Adams, who is the man behind production of Tinariwen. He's a guitarist in Robert Plant's Sensational Space Shifters. So a big mover and shaker in the world music area. And this track features Sekou Keita, the kora player. The kora, if you didn't know, is a 21-stringed instrument from West Africa, and it combines features of the lute and harp, and it sounds great. That was Sharon Shannon from her album Sacred Earth, and the track was called Sea Shepherd, and it features Sekou Keita. I've seen Sekou Keita a couple of times in a duo with Catherine Finch, the Welsh harpist, and I do think there's very little more relaxing than being at a festival in the sunshine, lying on the grass while Sekou Keita and Catherine Finch play on stage. It is wonderful, very atmospheric. Let's have some Anne Briggs.
Oh, what's the matter with you, my lass? And where's your dashing Jimmy? The soldier boys have picked him up and sent him far, far from me. Last payday he went off to town, and them red-coated fellows enticed him in and made him drunk, and he'd better gone to the gallows. The very sight of his cockade, it sets us all a-crying, and me, I nearly fainted twice, I thought that I was dying. My father would have paid the smart, and he ran for the golden guinea, but the sergeant swore he'd kiss the book, so now they've got young Jimmy. When Jimmy talks about the wars, it's worse than death to hear him. I must go out and hide my tears, because I cannot bear him. A brigadier or grenadier, he says they're sure to make him. But aye he jibes and cracks his jokes, and begs me not forsake him. As I walked o'er the stubble field, below it runs the seam, I thought of Jimmy Ewing there, but it was all a dream. He hewed the very coals we burn, and when the fire eyes leeting, to think the lumps was in his hands, it sets my heart a-beating. So break my heart, and then it's o'er, so break my heart, my dearie. For I lie in the cold green ground, for of single life I'm weary.
That was Anne Briggs, the influential English folk singer. She was particularly active in the 1960s and early 70s, but then disappeared from sight, really. She's still alive. She'll be about 78 now, I think. But a big influence on all sorts of modern-day folk musicians and musicians of the 70s. That song was from an album called The Iron Muse, which is a song of industrial folk songs released by A.L. Lloyd. So next, let's have a track from an act which we very much enjoyed on the Isle of Man in the autumn. This is Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow and the Fox.
The fox ran out on the chilly night, and he prayed for the moon to give him light. He'd many a miles to go that night before he reached the town. Town, oh, he'd many a miles to go that night before he reached the town, oh. Now he ran till he came to a great big pen, where the ducks and the geese were kept therein. Said a couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Town, oh, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. grabbed the grey goose by the neck, and he slung that duck across his back, and he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. John ran up the hill, and he blew his horn, both loud and shrill. He said, Foxy, better flee with your kill, or I'll soon be on your trail. Trail, oh, trail, oh, Fox, Fox, you better flee with your kill, soon be on your trail. Now he ran till he came to his cozy den, where the little ones, 8, 9, and 10, they said, Daddy, better go back again, it must be a mighty fine town. Town, oh, town, oh, they said, Daddy, better go back again, it must be a mighty fine town, oh.
That was The Fox by Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow. Let's have a song by Loudon Wainwright III. You wouldn't really want to be part of Loudon's family, I don't think. He writes with such honesty about his relationships with the rest of his family. In this particular song, A Father and a Son, he writes about his relationship with Rufus Wainwright, his son, who is of course a great singer-songwriter in his own right, and his father, who was Loudon Wainwright Jr. He's a journalist and editor for Life magazine.
When I was your age, I was just like you, and just look at me now, I'm sure you do. But your grandfather was just as bad, and you should have heard him trash his dad. Life's no picnic, that's a given. My mom's mom died when my mom was 7. My mom's father was a tragic guy, but he was so distant that nobody knows why. Now your mother's family, you know them. Each and every one a gem, each and every one a gem. When I was your age, I was a mess. On a bad day, I still am, I guess. I think I know what you're going through. Everything changes, but nothing is new. And I know that I'm miserable. Can't you see? I just want you to be just like me. Boys grow up to be grown men, and then men change back into boys again. You're starting up and I'm winding down. Ain't it big enough for us both in this town? Say it's big enough for us both in this town. When I was your age, I thought I hated my dad, and that the feeling was a mutual one that we had. We fought each other day and night. I was always wrong and he was always right, but he had the power, he needed to win. His life half over, mine about to begin. I'm not sure about that Oedipal stuff, but when we were together it was always rough. Hate is a strong word, I wanna backtrack. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. Now you and me are me and you, and it's a different ball game, though not brand new. I don't know what all this fighting is for. We're having us a teenage middle-aged war. I don't wanna die, and you wanna live. It takes a little bit of take, a whole lot of give. Never really ends, though we trace his run, this thing between a father and a son. Maybe it's power, push and shove. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love.
That was Emar, featuring, of course, Tom Callister from the Isle of Man on fiddle and Adam Rhodes from the Isle of Man on bouzouki. With them in the band are Moshe Namini, Ryan Murphy and Adam Brown, and they're absolutely stunning to see them live. That was from their album Avalanche. Tell me if you can guess what this song is. It tells a story of a man who dies because of an alcohol-induced accident. At his funeral, whiskey is spilled and it brings him back to life, completing the whiskey-soaked cycle. Perhaps the most notable fact about the song is that it inspired a novel by James Joyce. Yes, it's Finnegan's Wake, and here are the Dubliners.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. He had a brogue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But Tim had a bit of a tippler's way, for the love of the liquor he was born. And to send him on his way each day, he'd love with a crater every morn. Whack for the day, will you dance to your partners around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth they tell you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. One morning Tim was rather full, his old head felt heavy which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull, and they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet, and they laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. Whack for the day, will you dance to your partners around the floor with your fella shake? Isn't it the truth they tell you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Well, his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipes tobacco and brandy punch. Then the widow Malone began to cry, "Ah, such a lovely corpse did you never see? Was it Tim of Orton and why did you die? Will you hold your gob?" says Mother McGee. Whack full of dough, will you dance to your partners around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth they tell you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Oh, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Ah, Biddy, she are wrong, I'm sure. Oh, well, Biddy fetched her a belt and a gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Oh, civil war did then engage. Well, woman to woman and man to man. Shill lady law was all the rage, and a row and eruption at two began. Whack full of dough, will you dance to your partners around the floor with your fella shake? Isn't it the truth I tell you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Well, Mick Maloney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landing on the bed, the whiskey scatters over Tim. Hobby daddy revives and see how he rises, Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying 20 your whiskey around like blazes. Be the taunted and jazes, did you think I was dead? Whack full of dough, will you dance to your partners around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth they tell you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. How was your old one? Hey, ball!
The unmistakable sound of the Dubliners there. Next is a song that I probably first heard in the late 70s or early 80s, and I've been fascinated with the story ever since. Sir John Franklin set out with two ships, the Erebus and the Terror, in 1839 on his second attempt to discover the Northwest Passage and was never heard of again. It was almost 12 years before the story of what actually happened to the expedition was finally pieced together. After sailing around islands in the far north of Canada, the ships predictably came trapped in ice. And what was completely unexpected, however, was that the lime juice stored in barrels became useless, and half the crews of both ships died of scurvy. Some others decided to strike out across country to a mission station, but one by one they died on their journey. How they managed to die in a country that was full of game, where Eskimos had lived for generations, is a mystery. But the real tragedy was that Franklin didn't allow for such contingency. He'd taken along beautiful tea services, flags and dress uniforms for the celebrations when their mission was accomplished, instead of extra food and supplies. Several rescue operations were mounted, one by Lady Franklin herself, with the proceeds of a public fund that she started for that purpose, after the Admiralty had washed its hands of the whole affair. The two ships were discovered by expeditions in the last decade or so, and of course there was a TV series called The Terror, which fantasised rather more supernatural happenings on this expedition. This song was popular at the time because the British public very much followed every aspect of the story. Here it is performed by Pentangle. This is Lord Franklin.
"'Twas homeward bound one night on the deep
swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May, to seek a passage around the pole, where we poor seamen do sometimes go. Cruel hardships they mainly stroll, their ships on mountains of ice was drawn. Only the Eskimo in his skin canoe is the only one that ever came through. Baffin Bay, where the whale fishes blow, the fate of Franklin no man may know, the fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin alone with his sailors do well. Now my burden, it gives me pain. My long lost Franklin, I would cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to say on earth that my Franklin.
That was Pentangle with Lord Franklin, and I think that's John Renbourn taking the vocal there. Unusually, it's normally Bert Jansch or Jackie McShee. Great track, of course. Let's have a track from one of the greatest folk rock albums of all time, Fairport Convention's Legion Leaf. This is one of my favourites. This is The Deserter.
I'm deserted, I thought myself free, until my cruel sweetheart informed against me. I was quickly followed off and brought back with speed. I was handcuffed and guarded, heavy irons put on me. Court-martial, then quickly was got, and the sentence passed upon me that I was to be shot. May the Lord have mercy on them for their sad cruelty, for now the Queen's duty
Fairport Convention there with a deserter from Legion Leaf. I know they've been around for donkey's years and they're still around, but for me, really, there's only three albums that are worth listening from Fairport Convention. Controversial, I know, but What We Did on Our Holidays, Unhalfbricking and Legion Leaf. The three where there was Richard Thompson, Sandy Denny and Ashley Hutchins all in the band. They're fantastic, and they were all released in 1969. Sadly, between the last two of those, before Legion Leaf, there was a terrible car crash which killed the Martin Lamble, the band's drummer, and also Richard Thompson's girlfriend. And one of the tracks on Legion Leaf, Crazy Man Michael, is about the grief which Richard Thompson went through. He was only 20 at the time and wrote the song along with Dave Swarbrick, and it is a fantastic song. Something a little bit different here. Here's a version of it by Natalie Merchant. I'll say more about her in a minute.
Speak for the devil that haunts me. struck down dead, that he didn't lie on the ground. Oh, I see my true love with wounds so red, with a lover's heart he did pound.
Natalie Merchant from her album The House Carpenter's Daughter from 2003 with a Richard Thompson song, Crazy Man Michael. I played Natalie Merchant last week singing The Bonnie Light Horseman with Lunasa and had lots of good feedback about that song. And I started listening to Natalie Merchant's CDs again over the week, and I've actually got a box set of 8 of them covering all of her solo work, and I worked my way through it. And I got to House Carpenter's Daughter, which is her folky album, and I thought, well, this is worth a little feature, and perhaps I'll do this in future, a featured album. So here's another track from that album. In 1931, the miners and mine owners in southeastern Kentucky were locked in bitter and violent struggle called the Harlan County War in an attempt to intimidate a family of the union leader, Sam Rees. Sheriff J.H. Blair and his men, hired by the mining company, illegally entered their home in search of Rees. He'd been warned and he'd escaped, but his wife Florence and the children were terrorized. That night after the men had gone, Florence wrote the lyrics to Which Side Are You on a calendar that hung in their kitchen. She took the melody from a traditional Baptist hymn, Lay the Lily Low, or perhaps from the traditional ballad Jack Munro, but it's a massively powerful song, all about disputes between management and unions. Seems slightly appropriate at the moment. I won't say which side I'm on, but you can probably guess. That was the great Natalie Merchant with Which Side Are You On? From her album The House Carpenter's Daughter, which I've just featured a couple of tracks from. If you've got any suggestions for tracks you'd like to hear, or indeed albums that you'd like me to play a few tracks from one week, then just get in touch with me via folkshow@manxradio.com. There's music happening this week. There'll be the O'Donnell session on Wednesday night, the Folk Club in Ramsey on Thursday night, the Mitre session in Ramsey on Friday night, and I think it's the Ginger Hall for the Sunday afternoon session this coming week. I'll leave you with something to lighten the mood a little bit. One of my friends sent me a link to Hamish Imlach singing his great song Cod Liver and the Orange Juice, but I thought I'd play a more recent version. This is the Mary Wallopers from their 2022 album Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice. I'll see you next week.
Cider, what a hell of a mixture, cod liver oil and the orange juice. 'Cause this bus goes to the Daniston Valley. Oh, ho, ho, I'm looking for a lumber. Flower of the Borbal, glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, Mam Mary, are you dancing? Oh, no, it's just that we are standing. Glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. So's your chances. Glory, hallelujah. One liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, now, Mary, can I run you home? Ho, ho, ho. I've got a pair of sand shoes. You're a hell of a funny. Corn liver oil and the orange juice. For a hard man, oh, ho, ho, he joined the foreign league.